Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you had a good week. I have to say, every guitar of this week's weekly guitar meeting has a very unique highlight. And I'm very excited for the review of this week's weekly guitar meeting. So make sure to stick around until the end of the video. And the first guitar is made by a legend, Ignazio Fleta. And the special thing about this guitar is that it's from 2018. And I have played many Ignazio Fleta guitars, which were built in 1970s, 80s. And this is, for me personally, the most recent guitar made by Ignazio Fleta that I'm reviewing and playing. So I'm very excited how this guitar sounds. And it's made, obviously, by Ignazio Fleta e Hijos. So, Ignazio Fleta and Sons. And this guitar is, of course, in a very good condition since it's from 2018. It comes with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And the Ignazio Fleta guitars are very well known for their bell-like sound. And they throw the sound, the tones very forward, and they have a very beautiful, clean sound, and this is what make the Ignazio Fleta guitars very unique. Let's see how this guitar sounds. Incredible, isn't it? Well, this is an absolutely stunning guitar. It's a masterpiece. You have such an even sound in every position and on every string. And the sustain is incredible. Also, there is a separation in the tone that I usually don't hear in other guitars. You can follow every tone very precise, and nothing is hiding or fading away. Like, I don't need to play pieces on this guitar to showcase you the qualities of this instrument. It's just enough to play single tones. But don't worry, I will still play a few pieces on it. What an elegant and beautiful tone. Incredible. I'm very curious what you are hearing, and let me know in the comments. And let's move to the next guitar, which makes me also very excited. And the next guitar is, first of all, a very exotical guitar. It's a beautiful one, and it's made by Ramin Falah, the Iranian guitar luthier who is based in Turkey. And his guitars are actually very sought after. We have had, I think, 6 guitars made by him at Zika's Guitars, and all of them have found a new owner. And this is the most recent one. And the interesting thing, or let's say what I love about Ramin Falah guitars, is that every time when we receive a guitar, the combination of the woods are totally different than the previous guitars. And it's always a surprise. And this guitar comes with a thermospruce. It's not a cedar, it's a thermospruce. And we have, as usual, the signature rosette of Ramin Falah. And the back and sides of this guitar are made of yew. It's a very special wood, very light. It has super interesting tonal qualities. Very responsive, and it has actually a very nice tone, very elegant, and you will hear it in a bit. And this guitar is brand new. It's the C stage model, and it has the number 470. Let's play a few tones on it. Wow, as I said already, the character of the tone of the Ramin Falah guitars is very unique. This guitar responds also very fast, and the tones come out very easily. I think it's also due to the U, which is used for the back and sides. Also very singing. Thank you. It's also a super comfortable guitar to play. It's like your fingers are just gliding over the fretboard, and the guitar also does exactly what you ask for. It's very clear, great tone separation, beautiful tone, and also very responsive, as I mentioned in the beginning of this review. One last piece. As I told you already in the beginning of this week's weekly guitar meeting, every guitar has a unique highlight. And what is special about this guitar, you will hear in a short interview that I made with Oren.
So I'm Oren Myers, and this is a guitar that I have just made for Seekers, a special commission for Seekers. And it's different from my normal guitars, in that it has special decorations for the rosette around the edge of the guitar, for the head of the guitar, and the thing which was the biggest challenge was for the back, with a fish scale design. And all of these decorations they're like an interpretation in wood of designs which I saw on Greek vases. So this vase is in New York in the Met Museum, and this is in the British Museum. I've always been looking for inspiration for my designs from art that I particularly like, not so much paintings as repeating patterns in vases need a repeating pattern, and so do guitar designs, especially the rosette. And it's that combined with, I've always loved José Romanillos's arches rosettes, and I've always looked for arches that I can use, and I found that the Greeks actually, they use this, they call it a tongue motif, but it's actually they're arches. And so I found that, and I found a way that I could bend wood in order to create those arches, very thin strips of wood. And I made first this rosette, and then adapted the technique to create this fish scale design. And so these are sort of ancient designs, and it seemed to, talking together with Denis at Seekers, we thought it would be a nice idea to combine these ancient designs with ancient wood. So this is bog oak. Bog oak is an oak, like a normal modern oak tree, which thousands of years ago, around 5,000 years, they calculated, it fell over, you know, naturally, and it fell into mud, or a bog. It became buried in the mud, and then with time it became preserved, and it turns black, and it becomes a little bit denser. And then in the last maybe two or three decades ago, I think they've always known about this wood, but someone had the idea of cutting it into wood which can be used for guitar back and sides, and it actually makes a very good tone wood, almost quite surprisingly, because oak is not a wood that you normally think of as being for instrument making, but it makes a good guitar. I was really, really pleased, and it's nice to work with. And it has this, and just the blackness of the wood just makes it, well, it makes it ideal actually to put nice white decorations. This is a flamed maple purfling that I put on here, and you just get a lovely contrast with the wood. And so, yeah, it's been a really nice project for me, and I think it really sounds very, very similar to my regular guitars. And I've made the inside of the guitar in my normal traditional way with 7 fan struts and 2 closing bars, the same kind of design as Hauser and Torres. And when I play it, I hear one of my regular guitars, maybe a little bit of an influence of something different in the wood, something positive, maybe a little bit in the direction of maple. When you tap and feel the wood, it's a little bit more like maple than Indian rosewood possibly, and I think you can hear a bit of that in the sound. And yeah, it's been a really nice project, and I'm very pleased with the result.
I'm very surprised in a very positive way. This guitar sounds, I have to say, different than the previous guitars made by Oren. And I don't know what that is, but it's much more suitable, at least to my way of playing. It has a faster response, the tones come out easier. And the tones are also very well balanced. I mean, you play a chord and you hear nearly one tone because they have the same intensity and the same loudness. Very good. Of this guitar is or the basses, they feel a bit deeper than his previous guitars, and or the guitar is resonating more. At least I can't feel that the whole guitar is vibrating when I'm playing the basses, and also very crisp in the sound. Great separation, very clear. You can follow every tone when you are playing chords and more complicated harmonies. feeling, or for my taste, this is also the most comfortable guitar made by Oren that I have ever played, and beautiful work. I mean, this guitar looks so nice, and also these decorations. This is a truly unique guitar. Also in the purflings, on the headstock of the guitar. Congratulations to Oren for this beautiful work. Wow. I could look at this guitar all day. But at some point we have to move to the next guitar. And yeah, let's do it. And the next guitar is made by the Australian guitar luthier Andrew Dorian. And also this guitar is full of highlights and innovations. And this guitar made by Andrew has a feather bracing, which is developed by Andrew Dorian himself. And it is inspired by the natural world. And the braces are arranged in a unique pattern, which uses biomimicry to allow for a very strong and light soundboard. And in addition to that, the monocoque side of this guitar is allowing this guitar to have a very good projection. We have also an armrest and a cedar top with ebony back and sides. Also elevated fingerboard. So again, a guitar full of different and interesting features. Well, let's play a few tones on this guitar. Well, the first thing what I noticed is a very forward-going sound, and the tones are coming out of this guitar easily and very fast, so it has a very fast attack. And also very soft mid-rangey tone. Also, the tones are very consistent. If you start from here on the trebles and go deeper on the fretboard, the intensity of the tones and the loudness are very constant. And this is a very important quality. Beautiful guitar made by Andrew Dorian. It was the first time that I have tried this guitar, and great work, very innovative and with a lot of ideas. Let's move to the next guitar. It wouldn't be a weekly guitar meeting without a guitar made by a German guitar luthier. And this guitar is made by Andreas Kirmse, one of the most well-known German guitar luthiers, who is building super interesting and very good double top guitars. I think his guitars are one of the most soft sounding double top guitars that you can find in the market, and you will hear it in a bit. It's like, it has a very buttery sound, very smooth and very pleasant to the ears. And this guitar is from 2017. It has the number 51 and it comes with a cedar top and beautiful cerakote back and sides. And I think I didn't see many double top guitars with cerakote back and sides, and let's see how it works out. Piano, I don't know. It has an incredible soft tone. It's like you don't hear the higher frequencies. So interesting. And the guitar is also full of overtones, so it has a super modern sound. If you are a fan of traditional guitars, probably this guitar won't work for you. But if you like modern sound, this might be very suitable to your taste. So it was an Andreas Kirmse guitar from 2017, a very special double top with, as I said, a very dark sound. I think even if you have bad nails, unpolished nails, this guitar will make you sound very soft and round. It's like a doping for the fingers. And let's move to the last guitar of this week. And the last guitar of this week is, I think for me personally, one of the most complete guitars, made by the legend Robert Rock, a very inspirational figure for many classical guitarists. And I think his guitars are providing power, clarity, sustain, balance. It's a mix of everything. I mean, that's why also some big names are playing his guitars or have recorded albums on the Robert Rock guitars, such as Baru Eko. And this guitar is from 1988. It comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And it's also very lightweight. So what else to say? I would say I will let the guitar speak. Sustain, clarity, and power. This guitar will also project very well in a big concert hall, just because you have so much clarity and separation in the tones that it allows the tones to go very forward and far until the end of the concert hall. Guitar from 1988, and also the last guitar of this week. Thanks for sticking around with me until the end of the video, and please, as usual, let me know which guitar did you like the most, and leave a like if you enjoyed the video. Have a nice weekend, and see you next week.